702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Adam Gilchrist, let's start with the prisoner swap story. A basketball player for an arms dealer.
Yeah, does that sound like a reasonable swap? Really? And Joe Biden's already got some flack for it as well, for the fact that, I mean, I don't know how much the president oversaw it, but anyway, it's under his watch that this, she's certainly famous stateside, famous American basketball player, Brittany Griner, has been swapped for a notorious arms dealer, Victor Bout, who has the nickname the Merchant of Death. So basketball player for Merchant of Death. Interesting that she didn't even know she was being released. She was on the plane and they said, do you know where you're going? No, you're going home, effectively. Oh, wow. I believe she's still in the air now. But anyway, on her way home, as will be Victor Bout, they both were swapped over at Abu Dhabi Airport. It was a classic Checkpoint Charlie thing. If you know your Cold War movies, it was weird how they passed each other on the tarmac and there were these minders round and about and there was that feeling that something might go wrong. Brittany Griner, by the way, arrested in Russia for having cannabis in vape oil. So, I mean, that could get you a prison sentence in plenty of countries around the world. So maybe it wasn't as harsh, except the prison she went to was particularly nasty. Victor Bout had been imprisoned in America for the past decade or so for basically supplying arms to rebellious countries, rebel forces, I mean, anyone who would pay around the world. In fact, if you've seen Lord of War, the Nicolas Cage film, that is based on him, on the Merchant of Death. It does feel like not exactly a fair exchange, but at least there is Brittany Griner going home to family and friends, and about time too, frankly.
I mean, it says something about Russia, doesn't it? Because whether or not Joe Biden had a direct hand in this, there's no doubt this kind of thing doesn't happen on the Russian side without at least the approval or sense that he might say yes of Vladimir Putin. So I think that says something about the Russians. On to even more misery now. Adam Gilchrist, a public execution in Iran.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday, weren't we, about a Taliban public execution in Afghanistan and now Iran. It's almost as if they looked over their shoulder and thought, oh, we can do that too. They've executed a prisoner arrested during the anti-government protests. Of course, they're not just anti-government, they're human rights, women's rights, etc. But it is the first known death sentence linked to those protests. Again, people were invited to attend. So this time there was a good crowd, in inverted commas, in Azadi Square in the Iranian capital, Tehran. The prisoner identified as Mohsen Shikari, although not through official channels. But anyway, Mohsen Shikari appears to have been the, quote, guilty party, accused of injuring a security guard with a machete and blocking a street with his protest. Hang on, injuring a guard, blocking a street. It's, yeah, punishable. Of course it is. But, by death, by hanging. Amnesty International called it a sham trial designed to intimidate those who are participating in a popular uprising that has rocked Iran. And I think that's it, isn't it? It's a warning shot. And there are thousands of people who've been arrested on these protests. And I guess they, again, will be looking at this and their families certainly will be wondering what next.
Gosh, yeah, what a story. Some people have been skeptical about the Harry and Meghan series on Netflix, not expecting new information or that much at least, but there's been a bombshell already.
Well, there has been, to the extent that they've absolutely repeated their gripes, veiled gripes about racism within the royal household, without specifically saying royal family, from their background. But I guess there was no new evidence, there was no new information on that. They certainly have had a go at, the quote, the media, although it always annoys me. They're like, no, be specific. Come on, Harry, if you're talking, as he does, about exploitation and bribery, I personally don't know anyone, I haven't met anyone, who would be guilty of those things. So who are you talking about? Please, give us names, if not of individuals, then certainly of the publications or the media outlets involved. She says the media has been busy destroying them, which seems a little bit gone, given that they, after all, are courting publicity at the same time. It's a very tricky one. I think one of the things they've got, I think, is they've got that kind of embattled victim kind of feel to them, is that, you know, this is a couple who've got lots of stuff going for them and who are, to some extent, living the high life in California without having to do those god-awful walkabouts that the royal family do and all that sort of stuff. But they keep looking over their shoulder at where they have been rather than where they're going. And if you were a friend of theirs, wouldn't you say, look forward, don't look back? There are two things certainly we know. Number one, that Harry doesn't like champagne, and yet he was the champagne prince for quite a while, wasn't he? He's given that up. And number two, I love the bit when Meghan says, we just have got to get through this, referring to the documentary, the six-parter, thinking, well, for $100 million, you know what? I could probably get through it as well.
I'd find a way, right? I'd find a way. I wonder if in time they will come to regret this. I wonder if this will really serve them. But as you say, with $100 million coming their way, they'll find a way to deal with it. Yeah. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.